without you.
That was a song, Fingertips Like Ice, from the album Stalemate, from the band Seedbed, who is described as the new evolved form of the Atlanta-based band Scooter Babe. And this is kind of completely different from that. They describe this as their last band, Scooter Babe, kind of burning off whatever scrappy indie pop energy they had and becoming something completely new. And they describe themselves as being brazenly steeped in the tension and grief grief that accompanies evolution, even at the risk of drowning in it completely. So if you like that, a bit of alternative music, and now we can get into some post-punk, some punk, a bit of emo, and a bit of metal, of course, at the end. If you're into that, definitely stay tuned. Coming up first will be the band She's Green from their latest album, Chrysalis, will be the song Little Birds. Following that will be a band called Lathe of Heaven, and after that will be a Canadian band called Penny in the Pits from St. John, New Brunswick. This is their debut album, Liquid Compactor, and they describe it as being about a very hot and exclusive girl gang that discovers a sentient underwater machine and harnesses its power to do their vengeful bidding. So it's perfect for Halloween. And I'm excited. I was looking up some Halloween history because I know that it was based on the ancient Celtics celebration, Samhain, which marked the midpoint between the fall equinox and the winter solstice, where they would burn bonfires and they would dress as animals and monsters so that fairies were not tempted to kidnap them. And after it was Christianized, Samhain was kind of combined with All Saints Day, which I know is still celebrated in some places like Poland, and All Souls Day to kind of become more so how we celebrate Halloween today in some places. And I especially was looking at things about jack-o'-lanterns because I need to carve one. I have one that was gifted to me because they didn't have time. I don't know where I'm going to find the time because right now I'm still in the thick of midterms, but I got a pumpkin. I have to do something with it. So I'm going to carve it. And they describe it as in Ireland, people started to carve demonic faces out of turnips to frighten away Stingy Jack, who tricked the devil. Who's called Stingy Jack, and when Jack died and God didn't allow him into heaven, and they didn't let him into hell, so he was sentenced to roam the earth for eternity, and these carved turnips were meant to frighten away Jack's wandering soul. And when Irish immigrants moved to the U.S., they began carving jack-o'-lanterns from pumpkins as they were native to the region. So there's some fun facts. I didn't fact-check these things, but I feel like I've heard them before. I might be wrong. Please tell me if I'm wrong, but I like it. It's cool. I love Halloween. I'm excited about it. I feel like I have a very vanilla way of celebrating Halloween. I keep on wanting to talk about Scooby-Doo, and I'm embarrassed, but I don't know. I think Scooby-Doo was a big part of my upbringing, and I loved trick-or-treating when I was a kid. I love everything about it, and I'm so happy to be able to play some Halloween theme songs for you guys. I hope you're enjoying it so far. I hope you're ready for some post-punk. If you want more rock, if you want more metal, there are so many metal shows here at DJSF. Lots of metalheads here. There's one at Thursdays at 12:30 a.m. to get pumped up for Friday for Halloween. If you're doing anything crazy, it's called Scream Therapy. If you like it, definitely check them out. It's a great show. We're all so grateful to be able to play music for you guys and host and do fun things. And you guys are awesome. The listeners are amazing. So stay tuned for She's Green coming up next and more awesome post-punk happening after this short promotion.
Listen to Scream Therapy, a show about the link between punk rock and mental health, hosted by me, Jason Schurz. I've been part of the music scene for more than 30 years. I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and my whole life was thrown sideways. As part of my recovery, I've slowly returned to the music that I love. Join me and my resilient guests for no-holds-barred conversations right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser University, Thursdays at 12:30 a.m. And until then, take care and be well.
Just a small bug underneath the sea.
That was the song Moonhouse by the local band Water Margin from their latest album, Gleaming Cursed. It came out in the spring, so still got a couple more months before we kind of come back around to it in the new year. But yeah, that was almost my show for today. I only have one more for you guys. Hope you enjoyed it. The band before that, Lathe of Heaven, is a really interesting story behind it, as they describe themselves as not shying away from heavy themes, and that this album, Aurora, is envisioned as a collection of sci-fi short stories being deeply influenced and lyrically driven by themes of anti-colonialism, diversity, and equality. Some of the authors that they are inspired by include Ursula K. Le Guin, Octavia Butler, Greg Egan, and Peter Watts's novels. The song in particular that I played for you, Oblivion, delves into the phenomenon of semantic satiation, which is when you say a word enough times and it begins to lose its meaning. So I hope you enjoyed Lathe of Heaven and The Penny in the Pits before that with Pool Party. And I have one last song for you today that I kind of discovered by chance. I actually don't remember why. I think the story behind it is that at the beginning of this month I got to see the Korn concert at Rogers, and it was amazing. And I was listening to a bunch of their music, and I stumbled upon a cover that they did of Nightmare Before Christmas, an album where it was entirely made by covers that includes Marilyn Manson, Amy Lee, Fiona Apple, American Rejects, and they made a cover of Shock, Lock, and Barrel's song Kidnap the Sandy Claws, and I'm going to play it for you because it's really good. I love it. And if you are a fan of Korn, if you know their style, if you know especially Jonathan Davis, the lead singer, then you'll be like, yes, this is perfect. This is great. I really liked it, and I think there's obviously like a debate on whether this movie is a Halloween movie, a Christmas movie. I think for me, it definitely leans more into the Halloween, but I really enjoy watching it in the next couple of days after Halloween as something to kind of ease out of it. But in any case, I hope you enjoy it. This will be Kidnap the Sandy Claws by Korn, and I hope you come back next week for a very special event happening here at the station where we basically get to celebrate everything that happens here. I'm going to make a very special show for you guys. I'm going to celebrate you guys and awesome music that I play here. So thank you so much for staying tuned in today, and I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you next time at Tuesday at 3 p.m. My name is Sasha, and I'll see you later. This is CJSF 90.1 FM. Bye!